Hello.
Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. My name is Mario from New York Opinion Research. We're conducting a small but quick survey in confidential. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. What is your zip code?
12550.
Are you registered to vote in the state of New York?
Yep.
Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
What is your year of birth?
69.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or any Spanish origin?
No.
Are you white, black, or black African American?
White.
What is the highest level of school you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
For whom did you vote in 2020 in some general election for president, or were you not available to vote?
I voted for Trump.
As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote this upcoming November's elections?
Very likely.
Would you say it's almost certain, probably, or 50-50?
Almost certain.
How motivated are you to vote on a scale from 1 to 10?
8.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community from 1 to 10?
0.
Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. You strongly agree, somewhat agree, or neither agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matters to you this year? Election for Congress, House of Representatives, for Senate. Does that matter a lot, matter somewhat, or does not matter?
A lot.
Protecting gender equality. Does it matter a lot, matter somewhat, or does not matter?
Somewhat.
Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and the IVF. Does it matter a lot, somewhat matters, or does not matter?
A lot.
The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, does it matter a lot, somewhat, or does not matter?
A lot.
We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidate or issues? For each one of the followings, will you say, nothing will stop me, I will want to vote and probably will vote. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote. Election for Congress. Will you vote or no chance you will vote?
Yes, I will. Nothing will stop me.
Protecting gender equality?
Probably.
Including reproductive rights, including birth control and IBS?
Nothing will stop me.
The presidential election between Kamala Harris and Trump?
Nothing will stop me.
I know it's a long way off, but in the November election for president, if it was held today, will you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, or a third-party candidate?
Republican.
In the 2024 election for Congress, if it was held today, who do you vote for, the Republican, the Democratic candidate?
Republican.
If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much motivated will you be? Much more motivated, no change, or much less motivated knowing that?
No change.
How much, if anything, have you heard about the Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard anything?
No.
Okay, here's the text of Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot. Adds certain protections to the state bill of rights, adds anti-discrimination provisions to state's constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation and gender identity and pregnancy. Also covers the reproductive healthcare and autonomy. A yes vote would put these protections against discrimination in New York State's constitution. A no vote would leave these protections out of the state's constitution. If the election was held today, will you vote a yes or a no?
Yes.
Based on you, what I'm reading to you on this amendment, do you think this amendment would strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, put the LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, give voting rights to immigrants, prevent discrimination based on age? What do you think?
Do I think it'll do all that? No.
Yeah, any of that?
Maybe some of it.
Like the LGBTQ or strengthen the protection for New Yorkers with disability? Which one you think you might apply?
It sounded more like protected classes, like LGBTQ. Sorry if I got the...
No, you're fine. You're fine. I'm trying to just read through it so we can get it done. Knowing that this amendment would put protections for abortion into the state constitution, will you say definitely vote yes or probably vote yes? Or would you just not vote
probably
on this amendment? Okay.
I'll probably vote yes.
Comparing to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that would protect abortion rights, and that is somewhat much more or less motivated to you after, you know, hearing that?
It doesn't change my motivation to
not
vote.
No difference. Okay. From 1 to 10, I strongly disagree. 0, 10 is strongly agree. On these statements, it's more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than slinging out at some groups. You agree or disagree? 1 to 10.
I agree. 8.
Everyone deserves a chance to thrive no matter their cultural background or place of birth. 1 to 10.
8.
Everyone deserves to have equal rights regardless of who they are and where are they coming from.
10.
Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
10.
We need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants.
Mm. 7.
Defending our personal freedom, including the right to get an abortion from political attacks, is a top priority. 1 to 10.
6.
It is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care.
6.
Everyone, regardless of their gender or sexuality, should have their freedom to marry who they choose.
10.
The government should not be able to discriminate against anyone.
10.
Okay, here's a short statement about Prop 1. The New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment by New York State's Constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attacks we're seeing across the country. At the moment in time, when we are seeing the state's government and courts walk rights backwards, this proposal solidifies protection within our state's constitution. This amendment would add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, sex, including their sexual orientation. Hearing this, and if the election was held today, will you vote a yes or a no?
Yes.
Over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. Is it okay for your answer to change it? If you now you know everything, are you almost certain you will vote, plurally vote, or are the chances 50-50?
No, I'm definitely going to vote.
Definitely going to vote. Okay. So statement A, this amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It should strip parents of their rights to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent change, sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment also has a special protection based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get a hand, you know, on it. Statement B, these claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care. And this amendment does not change that. The protection in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state's constitution to make sure that all the people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Out of the two statements, which one of them do you think more it's more convincing than the other? Statement A or statement B?
So I hope statement B is the true one.
Okay, much more statement B.
Yeah.
Okay, from 1 to 10, 0 not motivating at all, 5 not somewhat motivating, and 10 extremely motivating. Excuse me. The government is supposed to work for the people, discriminate against citizens, and not discriminate against citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard equal protection for all. Here in New York, there's no room for elected leaders and government officials using their position of power to take advantage and discriminate against New Yorkers. Do you agree, 0 to 10, on that one?
I would hope that's the – yeah, I don't believe that's the way it is, but that's the way it should be.
So you think that's not motivating, somewhat motivating, or extremely motivating?
If it's true, I would say it's extremely motivating. I'm just
– Gotcha. Okay, extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies. If they came into power in this election – which will impose their white nationalist agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threatening the legality of the same-sex marriage, and they will discriminate against trans people and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. Is that not motivating at all, somewhat motivating, or extremely motivating?
That's not motivating at all because they don't believe it.
All right. Since Roe v. Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, they have already been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything they can do to protect their right to abortion in our state. So we don't leave it up to the whims of, you know, the politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the state of New York's constitution is a permanent layer of protection that needs to be there to stop, you know, that from happening. Do you agree with that one? Is that motivating, not motivating?
No, it's not motivating.
Okay. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything they can to protect their right to abortion in our state. Oh, that's pretty much the same one. Okay, not motivating. Sometimes over the course of a survey, things change. After you have heard everything about the bill of regarding the abortion, will that change your voting? Are you still going to vote?
No, it's not going to change my voting.
Okay,
yes,
after reading all the information, are you more or less likely to go vote?
It's the same. More,
same.
I guess.
It may not change, right? It may not change, right? Okay, from 1 to 10, how motivated are you to vote?
10.
Do you consider yourself heterosexual, straight, lesbian, or gay?
Heterosexual.
Are you married or unmarried, living with partner, single or separate, or divorced?
Living with partner.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18? The age of 18, I mean?
No.
If politics today, Do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Republican?
Strong.
How will you describe your employment status, if you would like to? If not, it's fine.
Full time.
In the last year, in 2023, what was your total family income? Less than 24, over... Okay, no problem. All right, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your time, and thank you for all the answers. Have a good one.
Sure, you too.
All right, bye-bye.